Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Mochi. It has been power cycled. Let me know if that worked or if you need anything else on it.
Copy that, Chris. Thank you. I don't think we'll need anything else, but we'll let you know.
Have a good day, bro. Houston Station, Jackson 2 for cargo.
Jack, Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Just looking forward to the cargo ops this morning and step 154.02 of the Dragon 34 pack. I'm packing up the Surface Pro serial number 1001 that I tested the other day and wouldn't charge. That Surface Pro is co-located in the Ziploc bag with another Surface Pro serial number 1023, and both of those are both marked suspect. Just want to double check that I'm only packing the one that we tested the other day, serial number 1001, and not the second suspect, Surface Pro. Thanks.
Checking. Station Houston 4, Jack, and stowage at your convenience.
Station Huntsville, Sophie and 2 for Aphrodite.
With you on 2, Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, I know it's a bit early and probably we'll need some time for the temperature of the cartridge number 3 to be more at ambient, but I wanted to know if I can start setting the experiments and just do the first steps until you tell me that I'm no go more.
Yes, Sophie, we understand. Yes, you have a go to get started and set up, and we can think about the temperatures as you get started.
Great news. Thank you so much.
Houston, Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack. Houston here. So your understanding is correct. Just pack Surface Pro serial number 1001 and leave serial number 1023 in the Ziploc bag.
Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome.
So, station Sophie and 2, the camcorder is on. Let me know if you like the field of view.
Yeah, Sophie, we're going to get that routed, and we'll let you know when we get that up to take a look. I did want to give you some big picture context as you're setting up the Aphrodite payload today. A little bit later on at 9:40, you'll be back there in that same location pulling some jumper connections for a different activity. So just wanted you to think about where you set up the SSC and the camcorder to put them in a place where you won't have to move them again when you get there later for that second activity.
All right, that's a great heads up. Let me look what I'm going to do afterwards because I have no idea. But thank you. Yep, let me look at.
Sounds good, thank you.
And so, station Sophie and 2.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Should be all set for the later activity, no spatial conflict. And question for step 1.4 of Aphrodite. I guess I do remove the USB cable from the laptop that then goes to the RIM to LIDL.
And so that is correct. You will disconnect that and just let us know what time it is when you do that.
3, 2, 1, now.
Mark.
So station Sophie and 2, am I go to proceed to step 2?
Sophie out. We are checking and we do have a good field of view. Thank you. Stand by 1. Sorry for the delay, Sophie. You are going step 2.
Go to step 2.
Copy, Sophie.
I could hear you smile, and I'm smiling too.
I was trying to think of something funny, but couldn't come up with anything.
And so from Sophie on step 4.1, do you want me to zoom into the screen, or do you want the big picture view?
And Sophie, actually, the PD likes the field of view just like it is, so no need to change.
Great news. It's all from Sophie on step 4.5, just confirming with you. I'm selecting the file aphrodite_rp_ch1.txt file.
Sophie, confirm that is the correct file.
Okay, thanks. Pencil from Sophie. I have the good start protocol window open. The cartridge has just been inserted after the window opened, and now I'm ready to zoom in on the SSC screen. So you have a good field of view. Is it okay for me to do it now?
Yes, we're ready for that.
How does it look?
And that looks perfect. Thank you.
Great. Alright, I'm still from Sophie. I think for me that's the end of the procedure, so let's let the science happen.
That sounds great, Sophie. One quick small request. Could you move the mouse cursor off to the side of the screen, please?
It's done now.
Perfect.
Munich station, Sophie and 2 for timeline and the HTH2 jumper activity.
Bonjour, Sophie. Happy Friday. Munich is with you. Go ahead. And Sophie, let's try that again. Bonjour, Sophie. Happy Friday. Munich is with you.
Hey, bonjour, Alex. this was the best timing ever for a handover. I was left with bonjour, Sophie. Happy. That was sweet. So I was just wondering if you... I was just wondering if you could support a little bit ahead of the time the activity that is HTH2 jumper connect.
You were quick, so we arranged that, and we're happy to start early if you want to.
Okay, so let me gather all the equipment, and I'll be there right ahead. I guess you need a VCA. If you need one, it's going to be VCA2. That is going to be the best one given the situation right now.
Yeah, and that's also the one we had foreseen in the procedure. And we are ready for you to set that up.
Great news. From station Sophie on 2.
Sophie, Munich with you on 2. Go ahead.
If you can see the video, I am passing a little message. Just a little hint.
And so far, Sophie, we cannot see the video yet. It's still being routed, but we should have it any moment.
Okay. So I will close there because I really want to give you this message.
Okay. I'll let you know once we see it. And Sophie, Munich is back with you. We finally have the camera view.
Okay. It's just a tiny message. Friday. Hint of... Oh, there is something in the way. Two things, actually. This and that. I-449 and chloriasis. But, yeah, that's just all the message.
Oh, we see that. We're checking.
Unique from Sophie, looking for your go on step 4.1.
And Sophie, your go in 4.1.
Here you go. Munich from Sophie, that's activity complete.
We copy, Sophie. Thank you very much. And while I have you, a quick question from our side. We're trying to figure out what you meant with the hint earlier, and we're not 100% sure. So let's make sure we're on the same page here. Can you clarify?
Yeah, sure. I was just going to say that ESAT ASP 5449 is full and on the way. And Chlor ISS is also on the way, and both, I understand that both items are meant to be trash, and so, yeah, we would appreciate them to end up in Cygnus at some point, and yeah, just wanted to give this information, which I passed a lot of time this week. I know you already have the information. I know you're working on it, but just want to give you a visual demonstration that these two items are really in the way.
Yeah. Okay. That was one of the things we thought you were meaning. And yes, indeed, it's planned to be moved to Cygnus, and it looks like that's going to happen next week. I'm not sure which day exactly, but we're working on it.
Oh, amazing news. Thank you. Yeah, I know you're all working hard on all this, and I know. So it's just not an easy part. But, yeah, it really makes my day to know that it's going to happen next week. Great.
For sharing your world with us as well and showing us.
Good work.
Station Huntsville Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and Aphrodite.
Sophie, William
2. Hi Sophie, sorry to bother you, but unfortunately the SFC running Aphrodite had some issues and rebooted itself. I would like to ask you to head back over there. Maybe we can get things restarted.
I'm going to there right away. Sophie's with you in front of the SFC.
Okay, Sophie, we watched the laptop completely restart, so you'll need to log back in. And we see you picking back up in step 4.2 to relaunch the software and start. You will need to remove the cartridge before you do that, and then basically start at 4.2. When you get to 4.5, we have a different file name there.
We restart the software, start in 4.2, removing the cartridge, and then we'll wait for your words.
Could we?
Might go to remove the cartridge right now.
Yes. Yes, Sophie, you can remove the cartridge now, and then be ready to pick it back up when you get there.
Okay, cartridge is removed. Just a quick question, do we know why this SSC rebooted itself?
No, Sophie, it actually performed what we call the blue screen of death. It completely shut down and rebooted. And standby one, I may have one extra step for you from the PD. Give me one more minute.
Copy.
Okay, Sophie, now that we see the screen come up, there's no extra steps. You can proceed and let me know when you're ready for the file name.
And I am ready for the file name.
Okay, it is similar. It is Aphrodite _ Mike Papa _ Charlie Hotel 1.txt.
The Aphrodite _ Mike Papa _ Charlie Hotel 1.txt.
Good read.
Okay, I now have the window starting protocol priming, and it says please insert the cartridge and press OK, so I guess I'm now proceeding.
We concur.
Okay, that's all set, and I think you might see it on the screen. Let me know if there's anything else I can do before starting gathering equipment. But preparing the
hand pass. And thanks, Sophie. No other requests for Aphrodite. And great, I was just going to give you your hand pass reminder, so you're on it.
Yay.
At Sail Station Jackson on 2 for stowage line 154. Decimal 04 again. I said Huntsville and I meant Houston, sorry.
Jack, we're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Line 154.04, I'm hunting for a cold atom lab SSD, and in that 4.0 CTD, I found two bags, both kind of labeled, well, one's labeled Cal SSD for return, and another is a cold atom lab SSD attached to a piece of hardware. I'll hold them up to the lab camera. Interested to know if I'm packing one, both, or what of this is meant to go in this half CTD.
Checking. You see the visual and the hardware. Thank you. Station Houston 4, Jack and cargo ops at your convenience.
Houston, Jack's on the deuce for storage.
Hey, Jack. So what you found was as expected. So both items were supposed to be in that 4.0 CTV, but the only thing you need to pack is the SSD that's wrapped in the bubble wrap.
Just the SSD in the bubble wrap, and I'll put the other back in the 4.0.
Perfect.
Unix station, Sophia and 2 for stowage, for
put you into, Sophie. Go ahead.
Would you be okay to start now?
Be ready, yes.
Copy. Thank you. And has the view for you.
We like the view, Sophie. Thank you.
Okay, and also looking for the go in step 3.
And you do have a go. However, I have one, maybe two deltas for you. Let's start with the was the Delta, that's for sure. That's in step 7.2.3. When you're removing the Cube 34, we are missing a picture from its bottom side. So if you could take a picture just from the bottom, then the PI has a complete collection.
Copy a picture from bottom side and step 7.2.3.
That's a good readback. And then the maybe delta is in step 14.6. If you scroll all the way down, because we updated the XCP yesterday and we're not sure if it made it on board. So tell me if you have a proper procedure step there or if it's an XCP note.
I do not have the proper procedure. There is. I just have the XTP restore all of the foam panels inside the LAPAS MO2 bag and keep this bag in Columbus as far as diligent.
Perfect. That's the one we want. So no delta in that case.
Happy. Great.
Was that your go to continue in step 3.1?
Happy. Go step 3.1. And you need from Sophie for a quick question on SLAT framework.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm about to put some captain tape also on the front ones, but I don't see the procedure that I should cover J1 until J8 from the bottom part. Do you confirm?
We can confirm, Sophie. That's not needed.
Sufficient checks on 2 for storage.
Houston's with you on 2.
Great, I'm in line 154.07, trying to stow a half CTV in Dragon 34 underscore MF11. Currently in that spot in Dragon in MF11 is a half CTV labeled R068. Looks like it was stowed there in step 132.03. I must be misreading something here. It looks like they're both supposed to end up in the same spot.
Jack, we're checking. Jack Houston on 2 for stowage at your earliest convenience.
I'm ready.
Yep. Looks like we had a typo in step 132.03. That should have been middle forward 13 for that half CTV labeled R068. So what we would like for you to do is relocate it from middle forward 11 to middle forward 13.
All right, so R068 is middle forward 13 and R064 is middle forward 11.
That's a good readback.
All right, of course, thanks. Observer station Jackson on 2, you are on board node 2, cam 1 for DNA.
With you on 2, Jack, we see the camera, thanks.
Observer station Jackson on 2, is FSC 10 or 17 set up for DNA?
17.
Yeah, I want to move over to the starboard MWA and move the camera as well then. Hotel station Jackson 2 for DNA setup.
Hey Jack, we're 10 seconds from handovers. And Jack Huntsville's back with you on 2.
All right, just want to make sure I got everything organized here. Looks like we're only doing the Bravo and the control, and I'm not touching the Alpha, Charlie, or Delta samples. Is that right?
Hey, Jack, stand by 1. Hey, Jack, sorry about that. Yes, your understanding is correct.
All right, so I've got those out, and I've got the camcorder zoomed in on the spectrophotometer display, and if you guys are set, I'm ready to go step 2.1.
Hey, Jack, that's great. I've actually got your PD Esteban set up here on Space to Ground 3. We'll move you over there. We'll lock back up on KU in about 45 seconds or so. And I just want to let you know that I wasn't going to let you walk into a handover. That was a nice try you had there.
No, you crushed it. You're like, I see what you're doing here. I've got you, and I know what to do. All right, I will switch over to 3, catch Esteban when we lock back up.
Houston Station on 2 for storage.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, I just wanted a quick clarification. We had left some previous notes, and I know Sophie had talked about in the crew conference, or her storage conference, about whether or not we could delay the packing of some of our crew prep bags. I just wanted to confirm, I still see two of those three there, but I'm assuming the last one is still left. It's going to be moved to an upper tier. So I did actually pack step 130. I did pack the 1.0, the crew care package 5301, and I did also just pack step 156, 1.0, 5679. I just wanted to make sure that those were still the correct steps to perform and that they hadn't changed.
Checking. And Jessica, your assessment is correct, and for your awareness, there will be one more crew preference bag that is not in Stownote yet, but will be soon.
Okay, that all makes sense to us. Just wanted to make sure that we were tracking. So basically, I just kind of deleted the content that was in the previous crew note, and I just I deleted that and just made my own comments that those items are back.
Copy and appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Pencil Station, Sophia and two for Aphrodite.
Sophia on two for Aphrodite. You are go to start that procedure.
Okay, and I was wondering, would you be okay if I do this right after the crew conference, the EZAC crew conference that I have on my timeline?
Oh, Sophie, yes, no problem. You can do that after your conference.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for all USOS crew members. Need you to execute procedure, EMER procedure 3.4, Crew Dragon establish safe haven. And if we need to suit up, we will do that once we're inside the Dragon. We will not suit up prior.
Houston, station on 2. We copy all 3.4. No suit up required. We will put that in work.
Good read back.
Station on 2 for 3.4.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, we are in step 1.4, so we pressed and held the reset 1 button for 5 seconds, and we're getting an alarm coming from Dragon. It's only within Dragon, not on station.
Please let us know if you see any alerts. Expect some cautions as you're gearing up, but please let us know if you receive any alerts.
Yeah, I think this was a nominal wake-up from quiescent when it was unexpected, so Jack sounds the alarm, and he sees wake-up from quiescent.
And that's expected.
However, all the alerts were just associated with the reset 1 button being pressed and the quiescent phase wake-up.
Copy. Thanks for the heads-up. Dragon or station, Capcom on 2 with a request to extend your quiescent time.
Go ahead.
Yeah, in order to extend the amount of time that we can be quiescent, we'd like for you to gather some water supplies and a waste containment duffel to keep you with you there in Dragon. And station, this is Houston again. Walked you right into a handover. My apologies. Just wanted to make sure that you got the call to gather water supplies and a waste container duffel.
Copy. We're wondering if you have a location for a waste container duffel. You mean one from station?
Checking.
Houston, station, Supreme 2 for waste containment.
Go ahead.
I gathered a few, several Ziploc bags of all sizes and enough thing to do all of the waste containment with double and triple layers of containment so that we have a solution right now.
Okay, we copy. That works.
Station, or Houston Station, on Jackson 2. I just tried a comp check from Dragon. Sounds like you did not hear me.
I got you loud and clear, Jack. Oh, we did not hear. Oh, if you called.
Yeah, you got me loud and clear. I'm calling you from O2.
Gotcha.
I just called you from Dragon a minute ago and did not hear anything back.
That is correct. We're checking.
Station Houston on 2 regarding the waste containment duffels at your convenience.
Houston, station on 2.
Hey, Jack. Tess with you now. Ever's gone home. And for the waste containment duffels, those are in location 21 in Dragon if you end up needing them.
Right, they're in Dragon in location 21 if we end up needing them. Awesome, thanks. Good to hear your voice.
And Station Houston on 2 for DragonCom. The failed voice check was due to some equipment we need to reboot. It's a recurrence of a known issue. We are putting the troubleshooting in place. We expect to be ready for a comm check in about 10 minutes.
Station copies all comm check in 10 minutes. And what do you want to be our timeline for getting there and closing the hatch?
Checking.
Houston Station on 2 for one more question.
Go ahead, Jessica, and we've got a timing answer for Chris when we're done.
Okay, we have not started in step 2 yet because we have not completed all the actions in step 1. Just wanted to make sure so you guys are aware we did close make sure both IMVs are closed, so there's no ventilation going into Dragon right now, and we haven't started activating any of those systems in Dragon since we're not yet in step 2. So let me know if we should be starting anything in 2 before, while we get everybody ready to close the node 2 forward hatch and continue. Overhead hatch and continue.
Copy, we're talking it. Okay, Jessica, back with you. We talked it a little bit. We would like to continue running the procedure in order, so good sense there to hold off on starting step 2. We would like you to just minimize time in Dragon until we're ready to close the hatches and start running step 2. And we're looking to have you guys in that op within 15 to 20 minutes.
Hey, copy. So before 1:45, we will be ready to close node 2 overhead hatch. Thanks.
Perfect understanding. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Dragon SSC with an action needed before you close the hatch. Hey, the SSC that you currently have on Dragon has some out-of-date files. We would like you to execute the SSC swap activity that was on Jessica's timeline at 17:35 today to get a good SSC onboard Dragon before you close the hatch.
Copy that. We'll grab the other SSC and swap them out.
Thanks. And you can temp stow the removed SSC. You don't need to worry about the full stowage path there.
Okay. Copy all.
Copy. Sophie.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member for DNA Nano.
Go ahead, on 2.
We need the spectrophotometer turned off prior to hatch closure. When you're ready, I have those steps.
Hatch just turned the spectrophotometer off and the power supplies.
Copy. And that was both the detector light power to off and main power to off, correct?
Affirm.
We copy.
Station and Dragon, voice check on Space to Ground 2.
Dragon, Freedom has you loud and clear.
Copy, Freedom. Have you the same?
Houston, Dragon, node 2 overhead hatch is closed.
Copy, node 2 overhead hatch closed. Freedom, Houston on 2 for onboard video.
Go ahead for Dragon Freedom.
We have the capability to come on board Dragon Video to follow along with setup. It would help the SpaceX team if you are okay with it, and then we can take it down once we are done with setup.
You guys are welcome aboard the video here in Dragon.
Copy, thanks. Freedom Houston, we are on board with you.
Houston, Freedom, copy. Good to have you guys with us.
Houston, Dragon on too.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Safe Haven Part Alpha is complete.
Copy, Alpha.
IR cartridge unsealed time was 154. 154.
Copy, 154. Thanks for all your quick work, you guys. Great job.
Okay, copy. With that, we are standing by for any further action.
All right, we are talking the plan for the rest of the day, and we will keep you apprised.
It's in Dragon, aren't you?
Go ahead, Jessica.
Just one more note. We were asked earlier to report any alerts, and the ones that we reported were just the expected quiescent ones. We do, however, have one transmitter failed status under functions, so not under the alerts, and it says transmitters status failed, and it goes to transmitters Alpha, Bravo, and Charlie, both X and Y, and all of each failed.
Copy. We're taking a look.
Evening.
And for your awareness, the SpaceX team is online, and they're taking a look, but we don't have a core with us today, so for now, I'll be relaying comms.
And copy.
Freedom, Houston, on 2, with a follow-up on the transmitter status.
Correct.
Hey, Jessica, that message is expected because Dragon S-band is not active, so expected config and no action needed from you at this time to clear it.
And copy.
Freedom, Houston, for awareness, we have taken down the Dragon camera view.
You just couldn't watch any more of this, huh? Dragon copies.
We love being on board with you guys, but we wanted to give you your privacy while you're having a family camp out day in Dragon.
Dragon copies, thank you. Houston Dragon on cue.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, just wondering if you guys could give us any updates if you have them with, you know, expected durations or activities that are happening, and we would request those periodically if they're changing.
Jessica, you read our mind. We do have a big picture update for you, which is that our Russian colleagues have elected to perform measurements only today. So with that, we are comfortable backing out of the safe haven config, and we would like you to execute EMER 3.4 step 5 to deconfigure. In step 5.2.4, where you equalize, we do expect there will be a short time period for equalization, and we're working the number on that for you now. Once you're done, we'll assess where we're at timeline-wise and determine the path for the rest of the day.
Okay, we copy. So we will pick up in step 5, meaning we will open all the hatches. We won't have help from our counterparts.
Affirm.
Okay, copy. We are stepping into 3.4, step 5.
Awesome. And while you guys are in there, because we had the new WAP installed in Node 2, we are curious whether you all were able to get any ops products or CrewNet on your iPads, but that is a lower priority test objective of opportunity.
Yeah, we have already tested that, and we were still getting the Wi-Fi signal when we had the Node 2 hatch closed, and I think also the APAC hatch closed, but not when we closed the Dragon hatch.
Great data. Thank you.
We'll verify that a little bit more intentionally when we reverse the procedure out as well, just so that we will know as well.
Beautiful. Thanks. And if we can get status calls from you guys with each hatch open, that is helpful to us from a timing perspective.
All right, Dragon copies.
And Freedom Houston on 2. We expect 2 minutes for equalization in 5.2.4.
Okay, we copy 2 minutes. And Tess, while we have you in Dragon Procedure 5.050 for step 5.4, that's on MCC Go. Do we have that go already?
Checking. And Freedom Houston, for the Dragon procedure, we need you to execute the command in 5.2. Once that is complete, you will be go for 5.4.
Yeah, we understand those preceding steps. We just wanted to make sure that we were in sync with you for that next one. So with that, then we will go ahead with 5A.2.
Perfect. Thanks, Jessica.
5A.2 and A.3 are complete. So we had to go in 8.4.
And Freedom, you are go for step 5.4.
There you go.
And Freedom Houston, we are back on board with you for the Dragon camera view.
And copies.
Houston Dragon, both the Dragon overhead hatch and APAC hatch are open.
Copy, Jack.
We are in 5.2.7. And just for SA, we're in a good connection to the WAP here with just the Node 2 overhead hatch closed.
Copy. Thanks for the data. Bonjour, Sophie. And привет, Andre.
We're on a good lap. Houston, Freedom, Node 2 overhead hatches open.
Copy, Jack.
Houston Dragon, we're in procedure 2.102, Crew Dragon ISS arrival. We're looking, or we have completed step 6.1, IMD installation is complete, you go for IMD fan activation.
We copy, thanks.
And we're standing by for your go in 6.3.
Checking. And you are go in 6.3.
Copy, 6.3 is in work. Houston Dragon for step 6.4, the line of configuration.
With you in 6.4.
Okay, our previous configuration was LiO cartridge 2 in the active slot, and section 4 says split LiO cartridge 1 in the active slot. Just want to confirm which configuration you'd like.
Checking. Freedom Houston on 2. We are good with cartridge 2 sealed in the active slot.
All right, we'll put cartridge 2 sealed in the active slot. Houston, from Freedom, will you pass on to SpaceX that the LiO cartridge is sealed and installed in step 6.5? And interrogative, we don't see the mega HEPA filter in this procedure, and we don't see another procedure later on, so we're just curious about that.
Copy and checking. And Freedom Houston, for the mega HEPA, we do need to get some additional steps together for you for that. So go ahead and complete the Dragon closeout config, and when you are ready for fan deactivation, we will have some mega HEPA steps for you.
Houston from Freedom, we've completed the valve check and the hatch cover, so we see ourselves as Dragon arrival configuration complete in step 8.9.
Copy. And Freedom Houston for next steps.
And Freedom.
All right, so we don't think you need anything in step 9, but if so, let us know. And then we need about 5 minutes, then we'll be ready for step 10.
Okay, we concur. We have no items in step 9 are complete, and we'll stand by for your go for step 10.
Copy. Freedom Houston for awareness. SpaceX is working the cabin fan deactivation. You will hear that and be standing by for our go for Mega HEPA.
Copy. We'll expect the fan to turn off from ground control, and then we'll get a go after that for Mega HEPA.
Freedom Houston, you are go in step 10.2 of 2.102.
Go in 10.2 of 2.102. Thank you. It worked. Houston, Freedom, Mega HEPA filter installed.
Copy, Jack. Thanks.
Houston, Freedom, we think we are procedure complete 2.102. We're just going to clean up the miscellaneous stuff that we brought in with us, and we're going to return to ISS and interrogative anything we need to do with the displays, or is SpaceX going to handle all that?
Copy, Jack. Let me check. And Jack, thanks for the status. We will take the rest of the Dragon quiescent activities from the ground.
We copy. Ground has all the rest of the quiescent activities. We'll just clean up our mess and get back to our day.
Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for all USOS crew with a big picture status and pass forward. All right, Chris, welcome back aboard. So big picture, next thing we're going to have you guys do on your timeline is the CBISS crew conference. Up until that point, we'd like to give you just a little while to get settled and compile any debrief thoughts that you have on the Safe Haven operation. We'll happily take those in whatever form is easiest for you, whether you want to email or call us with those. Otherwise, big picture for the rest of the day, we are currently working on rebuilding the afternoon. Our goal is to get some science done. The big picture is going to be to defer the E4D viz and try to keep BioCell and Jessica's CCE. Other things are going to get deferred off of the day, but we need to talk about those further. So the plan for us is to tag up with you again after the CB crew conference to resync on the plan. Great understanding, Chris. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Chris with a question about timeline updates.
Yes, with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. While we are working the plan and you guys are in your conference with CB, we have the opportunity to go on board and defer activities that we've decided we're not going to get done today. Would you like us to do that, or would you like us to read them up and you guys defer them yourselves?
No, just please go ahead and come on board and do that. That would make our lives easier.
Will do. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
Station Houston on 2. I am with you for the afternoon DTC.
Yeah, thanks for hopping on board and deferring various things. So we just wanted to check our understanding of the timeline with you guys to make sure we're all on the same page. But our understanding is that I'm going to hop into my space cancer therapeutic stuff. Jessica's going to start prepping for her crew conference, and then as soon as that is done, is going to jump into her biocell feeding. Sophie is going to do the EPA brine stuff, and then we'll help with supporting the biocell feeding while Jessica's in the glove box. Before that all starts, Sophie and Jack are both going to clean up from their prior activities, Aphrodite and the spectrometer stuff that Jack was doing. Does that track with what you guys are expecting?
Chris, you guys are awesome. That is exactly what I was going to say, so I'm going to go home now. But, no, great job. That is exactly what we were planning. And then we do also acknowledge that Andre had exercise this afternoon, so you guys may work together to deconflict to get all the exercise in.
Okay, copy. Actually, Andre already knocked out his exercise, so we should be okay on that. And then, we'll just keep an eye on it. I think there's a pretty decent chance that those biosolofin A go across DPC, so we'll just stay in touch on where things are and adapt as necessary.
Perfect. And then we had a follow-up question for you guys. We just wanted to dot our I's here and confirm that in Dragon, you used Lyo Cartridge 2.
Checking.
Okay, and no rush on that. Just wanted to make sure we had it right on our notes. And then do you guys have any other questions or comments for us for this afternoon? If not, Carly is standing by in Huntsville to give you a big picture on your payload activities and give you some specifics there.
Yeah, we're ready to copy those. Sophie is checking on the Dragon Lyo cartridge. We'll be back with you in a moment on that. And, Carly, we're ready for the payload dumpers.
Chris, like always, you guys are one step ahead of us, so you do have it right. For Jessica, we are going to have her do the biocell ops with Sophie assisting. Our recommendation is actually to do the gather before the crew choice event, and then we can start LSG right after the crew choice event, and we do have one stowage note delta, so check with us before starting that gather.
Okay, yep. Jessica is already in the gather and is listening if she hasn't already gotten everything.
And, Chris, I walked you right into the head over, but I did copy that Jessica is starting that gather. So, yeah, she's going to check in with us for that delta. And those ops will be primarily on Space to Ground 3 today.
Copy Space to Ground 3. And Jessica's listening. If you have that delta for her now.
Yep, the plate holder with adapter C is actually going to be found in CTV 5478 and not temp stowed. It'll be with the long gloves.
Copy. I know where the plate holder is because I put it there, but I think adapter D is still in the glove box, correct? So I just have the plate holder.
And that is correct.
Okay, just make sure we're talking about the same one. The adapter D is the small amber-colored one for what looks like a tube holder.
That is also correct.
Hey, yeah, I'm looking at it in the LSG, but I just can't read the label on the back. So I do know where the folder is, and I already have a feeding support kit echo out. I think those would be the only two items that I need to get in the glove box.
You are all correct, and that is good.
And obviously we'll hold on the stable activities, getting any of the expansion trays until we're ready to go.
Affirmative, and we should hopefully start those up when your crew choice event is complete.
Yeah, I'll be ready to go as soon as it's done. Thank you.
Thank you. And next one is for Sophie. Before starting the assist with the biocell, as you expected, we want you to finish up Aphrodite. We'll have Sophie don the static wrist tether and then pick up in step 1.6 and finish that procedure out.
Please, Sophie, copy step 1.6 with the static wrist tether and finishing this.
Perfect. And then, Jack, we believe Pluto did their magic, so we are ready for you to close out DNA Nano. You'll power on the power supply and spectrophotometer, then pick up with step 3 on SST-17 and work to close that one out.
All right, your power on and start step 3. Thanks.
That's all we have for the Big Picture Science Plan. Do you all have any questions or comments for us?
All good for us. Thank you very much. I do have something for Houston, though.
I'll hand you back to Beth. All right, I am back with you. Sophie, go ahead.
Yeah, so just to confirm, we used Leo cartridge number 3 and resealed everything, and now the one that is in the active spot but sealed is number 2. But the one we used real time was number 3.
Copy. That matches what we expected. Thank you so much.
Welcome. And so station to PN2 for Aphrodite.
We're with you on 2.
Just wanted to check that we had this completed protocol. I don't remember seeing that. So in that case, I would select exit on step 1.6, but I don't remember seeing the completed protocol window appearing.
And Sophia, I got a little lost there, but yes, earlier today when you selected OK, that was on that window, so we are good with you continuing to exit out in step 1.6.
Be selecting exit then. Thank you.
Scuba, Chris on Space to Ground 2 for SCT.
We'll be on 2, Chris. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to check in. I was planning on getting started in those activities in about 5 minutes and wanted to make sure that worked for you.
Copy, Chris. Thank you very much for letting us know. So everything is ready on now 5. So, yeah, let's start in about 5 minutes.
Sounds good. I'll plan on getting things set up shortly, and we'll let you know once I'm getting started. Thank you.
Until from Sophie and 2 for Aphrodite.
With you and 2 for Aphrodite.
Just as a heads up, I did copy the 2 zip files corresponding to the 2 starts of the protocols. One of them was a false start because we had a SSC shutdown and reboot that was unexpected, but I still did copy paste the 2 zip files for you so that you can have all the data.
We copy and really appreciate it.
I'm still stationed checks on 2 for DNA.
With you on 2 for DNA Nano.
Step 3.14, I see a file that's been put into the DNA nanotherapeutic subfolder. It's 33 megabytes, which is about a third the size of the file that I put in here last month. And then also the administrator command prompt. There's a bunch of stuff here, some relevant data. It said 86% assertion failed, and then it says this application has requested the runtime to terminate it in an unusual way. Contact the application support team for more information. There's a file and a folder that's supposed to be, it doesn't look as big as it's supposed to be, and I had that weird message, so I just want to make sure that you guys are happy with what's going on here, or if I should do some troubleshooting.
Copy checking. Jack Hustle's back with you. We believe that it may have timed out halfway, so we'd like you to reattempt the transfer picking up at step 3.6.
All right, I'll repeat from starting at step 3.6.
Much appreciated.
So station Jack's on 2.
With you on 2.
I think your assessment was correct. I ran it a second time. I see 3 files were transferred at 100%, and I see the 3 files in the folder all have the correct timestamp now. And also not sure if it was you guys or Pluto that hooked me up by typing that long string into the command prompt for me while they were troubleshooting, but I appreciated that.
Excellent move.
SST-17 is now plugged back into the nominal network.
Copy, SST-17 plugged in. Station Nuzzle Spectron 2 for Jack and DNA Nano for one last request.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll take this as a crew nutter call down, but when you have a chance, we need the serial number of the Ethernet cable you used today and also the serial number of the CTV. This is getting stolen.
Ethernet cable I used today, serial number 1024, and the CTV that I created that's labeled R081 is 1.0 CTV, serial number 5578.
Copy both. Copy the OK. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie and Brian Filter Ops when able.
Station Sophie and 2 for Brian Filter.
Sophie, we are with you and you are go in step 2.1. We have completed safing.
Hey, great. Thanks a lot. Go in step 2.1.
Station Screw on Spacegram 2 for Chris, we are still checking, please hold on. Station Screw on Spacegram 2 for Chris, thank you very much for waiting, and we confirmed everything is great. Configuration on serial number 103 Alpha and Bravo. So let's proceed to the next two boxes. Copy, Charlie and Delta. Station Screw on 2 for Chris, we are still checking. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, thank you very much, and everything is great, so please proceed to the next step. Got your thumbs up. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, we confirmed the good config, so please proceed to the next two boxes. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, we're checking. Station Scoop on 2 for Chris, we confirm everything is good, so please proceed to the next step. Got your thumbs up.
Scuba, Chris on 2, looking for your go in step 1.2 of 2.008.
Hey Chris, would you please stand by for about 1 minute, and I'll get back to you to give you a go.
Copy that. Stand by.
Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, you have a go for step 1.2.
Copy, go in step 1.2.
That is a good rollback. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, we are checking. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, we are still checking the two, so please give us a moment. Station Scoop on Space Run 2 for Chris, thank you very much for waiting, and yeah, we confirmed everything is good, so please proceed to the next step. And just so you know, Chris, we're about 90 seconds away from a short handover, so let's have a video tour on the other side. Got your thumbs up. Thank you very much for understanding.
And station to PM2 for Brian Filter.
With you on 2.
Houston station to PM2 for Brian Filter.
Go ahead, Sophie. Sorry about walking you into that handover.
Oh, it's my mistake, sorry. The UPA filtering valve position is in process, and the serial number of the newly installed Brian filter is 000022.
We copy all. That's a good config. Thank you.
Thank you, and sorry, it took me a little bit longer than I anticipated, just because it took me a while to find the CTV in 3 port and cone, which is kind of very packed with a lot of CTVs. But I ended up finding it, so very happy.
We copy. Thanks for the note, and thanks for putting in the extra work to find it.
No worries.
Scuba, Chris is back with you on 2, ready for 101 Charlie Delta.
And Chris, we're back on KU, so yeah, we are ready for your video tour. Station Scuba on Space Run 2 Focus. We are still checking the view, so please hold on. And while our specialist is checking the view, we have one scientific question for you. So our question is, did you visibly confirm any adult flights in any chambers you had today?
Negative. I have not seen any adult flies in any of these chambers. I've seen some of the larvae that look, they don't look like they're moving anymore. I remember, in the prior experiment, I had seen a lot of the larvae, or in the prior time I worked with this experiment a week ago or so, I saw many of the larvae moving. I haven't seen any moving today either, but also no visible adult flies.
Gabriel, no adult flies moving today. Thank you very much. And we're still checking the view. Thank you. Station Scuba on Space Run 2 for Chris. We confirmed everything is good, so you are good to go to the next step.
Scuba Chris on 2. I've got 102 Alpha and Bravo.
Could be 102 Alpha and Bravo. We're checking. Please hold on. Station Scuba on Space Run 2 for Chris. You have a go for the next step. Station Scuba on Space Run 2 for Chris. We're checking the view. Station Scuba on Space Run 2 for Chris. We verify the status and you have a go to the next step.
Copy, go to continue. Scuba, Chris on 2, looking for your go in step 1.2 of 2.008.
Hey Chris, you have a go for the step.
Off you go.
Station Scuba Scorpion 2 for timeline.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I think while Jessica is starting her LST experiment, I have a little bit of time, so I was going to offer you to do two things, and you choose. Or maybe if you have another ID, which depending on your priorities, which I do not know. Of course, I will not pick Jessica's Windscat, although she would love me to do that, but it's a running joke between the two of us. Coming back to focus. So I can offer you to do Jack's activity at 1555, which is the blood analyzer firmware update. And, or Cargo Dragon Ops, a few more steps, or if you have another ID, just let me know.
Okay, Sophie, thank you for the offer. Let us discuss the options, and we'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and also, I can do real quick for Hansel, the PLTS power off and on. This is going to be, done in no time, so this I can start while you're thinking about all this.
Sophie, we would love to take you up on your offer to do the PTLS power cycle. You are go.
Yeah, go for the PTLS and not the PLTS, sorry.
It's too many letters. You got it.
You know, when I read those letters, I read pilot, and so my pilot, my end is just like, it's PLTS, because this is the way we abbreviate pilot, but I'm sorry about that.
Sophie, we could just keep calling that the pilot's power cycle today for you.
It just made my day.
Scuba, Chris, on Space to Ground 2. I've completed all the procedures, and I'm just into the closeout procedure now. I just wanted to check in with you to see if there's anything else you needed before I start everything.
Hey, Chris, on 2, so we have no additional requests for you other than the closeout. Thank you very much for rocking for our flight today, and we really, really appreciate it. And hope you have a great night and weekend.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure working with you guys. Hopefully we got some good science out of this. I'll work on the takedown and the closeout, and I hope you guys also have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you very much for a great kind words, and hope to see you soon. Bye.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and BioCell.
With you on 2.
So,
Sophie, we are ready for you to retrieve any of the thaw bags from Merlin 3, Inoculum Bag Serial Number Echo from Melfi 2, Doer 1, Trade Charlie, Section 3-4. You will then remove the outer cleanliness bag from the inoculum bag, place it into the thaw bag, wipe the thaw bag with a sandy cloth, and then put that into LSG.
Copy all, we're in work. And so, Sophie, I'm too.
We're with you on two.
The pilot's procedure, done, and all nominal.
Sophie, we copy. The pilot power cycle is complete and nominal. Also, we heard you you are willing to do the blood analyzer update. We would actually like you to hold off on that. We're going to see if we can get another volunteer for that because we think Jessica is going to be so quick with this BioCell ops that you're going to be needed a lot, and we don't want to kind of have you going back and forth.
Okay, yeah, great. It makes sense. Thank you for the heads up. I bet Jessica is going to be fast. She is the best.
You all are the best.
Houston and Huntsville, Chris, for timeline. I think I'm done a bit early with the Space Cancer Therapeutics, and I got some time if there's anything I can do to be helpful.
Chris, we love your offer to volunteer. If you could pick up Jack's venous flow blood analyzer update activity at 1555, we would really appreciate it.
Yep, can do. I will take that.
Thank you much. Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and BioCell.
Season 2 and ready to copy.
Okay, this time you're going to be doing cell expansion tray Bravo from Stable 1, thaw bag any serial number from Merlin 3, inoculum bag serial number Foxtrot from Melfi 2, Doer 1, Trey Charlie, Section 3-4. Again, removing the cleanliness bag and then wiping, and then putting the bag in there and wiping it. Once you give that all off to Jessica, you will retrieve from her cell expansion tray Alpha, and that goes to Stable 1.
Copy, bringing to Jessica tray Bravo and inoculum bag serial number Foxtrot, and then retrieving from Jessica the current tray. Thank you.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for blood analyzer.
With you on 2 for blood analyzer.
Hey, the procedure calls out using inverter 1004, port 2. Power port 2 is occupied. There's a GFCI plug into it, and it looks like it's plugging in. The sticky note on it says new HP printer. Switch 4 on this inverter is unoccupied. Can I use that one?
Checking. Chris, you're go to use switch 4.
Copy. Go to use number 4 on that same 1004.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and BioCell.
He's with you on 2. Let me guess. Retrieving tray Charlie and inoculum bag Gold.
That is correct, plus you'll need tray Charlie, and you will receive tray Bravo.
Neil, in work.
Let's fill Chris on 2 for blood analyzer, step 1.5. I did not get the pop-up that it seems to think I should get. Wondering if I can just proceed, or if you want me to do anything else.
Copy checking. And Chris, we'd like you to try to unplug and replug in the blood analyzer and see if that allows it to find that USB port.
Yep, replugging it worked. Huntsville, Chris on 2 for step 1.7. Looking at the... never mind, sorry, I think I caught my own mistake.
We copy.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for blood analyzer. Just wanted to confirm you wanted me to stow it with the battery
blood
thing.
Analyzer.
Yeah, I just wanted to check and just confirm that I should stow it with the batteries not removed.
That is correct.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and BioCell.
Sophie's with you on 2.
Hey,
Sophie, before I give you the list, I wanted to give you a big picture on gloves with what we're seeing. When you retrieve the inoculum bags from Melty, we do need you in cryogloves. However, when handling the cell expansion trays, specifically removing them from Sable, we want you in nitrile gloves, not cryogloves, because we're trying to prevent any kind of cross-contamination from cryogloves onto the trays.
Oh, yeah, that really makes sense. Thanks for catching that, and I will do this for the next one, and I guess I will retrieve tray Delta and the inoculum bag Hotel.
You got it. And, yeah, this is going to be your last assist activity for this, and then you will retrieve Charlie from Jessica. She will take care of tray Delta.
See you retrieving Charlie from Jessica, and what?
Scuba GC, this is Houston Comtech on Space to Ground 2. I'll copy.
Houston Comtech, this is Scuba GC. I can hear you loud and clear on Space Ground 2. How do you read me?
Scuba GC, this is Houston Comtech. I have you loud and clear on Space to Ground 2. I'll meet you now on Space to Ground 3.